Advent is unique among the seasons of the church year because it has two distinct purposes, two parts or two aspects of salvation history that we use the time to pray with, to reflect on, to prepare for. And the most obvious one is our annual celebration of the birth of Jesus at Christmas. But in these early weeks of the season of Advent, the theme is more focused on our preparation for what we refer to as the second coming of Jesus at the end of time to bring about the fullness of the kingdom of God, a day or a time or an hour that we have no idea about which or when it will happen, but Jesus tells us it will happen. And we use this first part of the season of Advent to prepare for that time because that is why Jesus was born into the world, why God became one like us, to show us the way to our eternal destiny, to teach us that there is an eternal kingdom, an everlasting life, and the way for us to reach that point, to reach that reality. As we reflect upon Advent, we also realize that it has two different kinds of moods or two different ways of looking at it and two different sets of words and exhortations. There is, on one hand, the watch, stay awake, be ready, be prepared, be something big is happening. But also, on the other hand, there is this sense of joyful anticipation, of longing for it, wanting it to happen, in our second reading, to even hasten it to come about, to make it come more quickly, that it is a good thing. The fullness of the reality of the kingdom of God is something for us to desire, something for us to want, something for us to set our sights on and to be hopeful about. How do we do that? How do we make it something, on one hand, that we listen to the exhortation and the urgency, but on the other hand, be hopeful about it and to look forward to it and to truly be prepared for it. In the message of John the Baptist always is to make straight the path, make straight the way. What paths do we need to have made straight, to be made clear? Is it the path to the end of the semester? Is it the path to graduation? The path to the end of COVID, whenever that may come about, and whatever that way is. There are many paths in our lives that we set our sights on and work for and hope for and strive to do our part to bring about. The path to the kingdom of God is the most important path we are on. And how do we stay on that path? How do we remove the obstacles? How do we give God room to remove the obstacles? The second reading tells us to conduct ourselves with holiness and devotion, to be people who live righteous and just and merciful lives, who set our sights and set our hearts on the way and the will of God, and to remove whatever it is that gets in the way of that path, whatever gets in the way of that road, whatever the obstacles are. So for each of us, what is in the way of our path to the Lord? What do we need to clear out? And what do we need God's grace to remove from our lives, from our hearts, from our actions, from our way of looking at things and reacting to things? In what relationships and what behaviors and what mindsets that we have, what sins that we commit, temptations we struggle with, where is it that we need to have those obstacles removed and the way made more clear? And it's not only within ourselves, it also is within the world. Another aspect of Advent is, as we long for the fullness of the kingdom of God, we know that this world will never be the kingdom of God. It will never be perfectly just, perfectly right, perfectly good. And yet we are called to do our part to make it more like that. To look at the opportunities we have, the situations we can touch, the relationships we can change. Where is it that we can make the world a little bit more like the kingdom of God? Where can we bring His justice, His mercy, His love, His goodness? And what people in our lives, to what situations in our lives, to what realities in the world are we called to make a difference? And as we clear those paths, that too is an essential part of preparing for the way of the Lord, of making our path, as well as the path of the world, straight and clear. As we continue tonight with our with this season of Advent, with our liturgy for the second Sunday of the season of Advent, and as we make our way through this season, along with all of the other things that are a part of our lives, working toward the end of the semester, working toward that time of break that is to come, and negotiating the challenges of COVID, whatever else it may be. Let us do our part and ask God to do his part to straighten and clear the path in our life, the path to the kingdom of God, and remove whatever obstacles need to be taken out of the way, whatever it is that is hindering us, that is making us fearful, that is keeping us from being truly and fully prepared for the coming of the Lord and for the fullness of his kingdom.